right, game show time. Let's do it. All right, Chops, what do we have today?
All right, T-Bone, I'm going to give you five of the films nominated for Best Picture in each of the last 10 years, or however many we get to. One of them is the winner for the Oscar Best Motion Picture. And you have to try to guess which one that is. Do you want to start at 2010 or 2019?
Oh, let's start with 2019, just so get the bad out of the way, where I don't even remember the recent ones, so that'll be good.
All right, here are five of the nominees from last year. You've got Joker, Parasite, 1917, The Irishman, and Ford v. Ferrari.
Oh, yeah. Actually, saw more than one of those. Definitely enjoyed Ford versus Ferrari. But I believe I actually do know this one. Did Parasite win that?
Correct. I think that was, you know, it was just last year. One of the easier ones to remember, too, because Parasite is a South Korean film. So it kind of stands out that a foreign language film won it. And that was a big
news story.
I had
a lot of people asking me if I was willing to watch it because it's a scary one, right? It's like a thriller, horror type of movie.
Mm-hmm. It follows a poor family who scheme to become employed by a wealthy family and infiltrate their household by posing as unrelated, highly qualified individuals. It was a pretty good one. I liked it. It takes a while. I don't watch very many movies with subtitles. I can get through it, but it takes a while to kind of get used to it, to like make sure you're still looking at the movie enough while still reading enough of the dialogue to get what's going on.
Sure. Makes sense. All right. Yeah, what's next?
2018, five of the nominees were Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Panther, A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite.
I know there was a lot of talk about Green Book, good and otherwise. I'm going to say it was Green Book that got it.
Correct.
Hey.
Look at you. See, so I think there's enough in the news cycle that you're picking up on some of this. But these were just the last 2 years. We'll see if that holds true. Green Book, set in 1962, the film is inspired by the true story of a tour of the Deep South by African-American classical and jazz pianist Don Shirley and Italian-American bouncer Frank Tony Lip Vallelonga, who served as Shirley's driver and bodyguard.
There you go. All right.
2017, you've got Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, The Shape of Water, The Post, Dunkirk, and Get Out.
Wow. Yeah, I actually did see Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, and I like that movie a lot, but I'm going to say Get Out.
Incorrect. It was The Shape of Water. Now, this one, I love the description the most. Set in Baltimore, Maryland in 1962, the story follows a mute cleaner at a high-security government laboratory who falls in love with a captured humanoid amphibian creature. Technically true. The movie is just, I mean, it's not wrong. It's just there's a lot to this movie. It's Guillermo del Toro, so there's the prosthetics the guy is in for this. It looks great, but it's probably a little out there for most people.
Okay, so it's a, pretty weird one. All right.
Well, I mean, basically a lady does it with a sea monster guy, if you want to get into it.
Hey, look, you want to get the award, you're going to have to do it with a sea monster.
All right.
I'm producer Chops here to tell you how it goes. That's right.
2016, Hacksaw Ridge, La La Land, Arrival, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight.
Oh, Moonlight won, right?
Correct.
Because they gave it to the wrong people that year. Isn't that what happened?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. But they said La La Land, I think.
I think it was because they all ran up and they got the award, and then they looked at the envelope, and they're like, I'm sorry, this is wrong. Moonlight, you won. This is yours. Come down here. And they were like, what? Huh? And I didn't think I remembered all this. But
so there you
all
go.
Right.
Moonlight, the film presents three stages in the life of the main character, his childhood, adolescence, and early adult life. It explores the difficulties he faces with his sexuality and identity, including the physical and emotional abuse he endures growing up.
I think I know more about the saga of the Oscars with Moonlight than I knew about the actual movie. I didn't know anything about what the actual movie was. So
a very different than the first announced winner, La La Land, which is a musical about two people being sad that they're successful Hollywood people. 2015.
That's exactly right, because I've seen that movie, and it's like, well, why does it have to suck to be so cool?
Why did I have to get my jazz club eventually?
And then they sing songs about how much it sucks to be cool. It's like, all right, Sure.
2015, The Martian, The Revenant, Spotlight, Room, Mad Max Fury Road. Not The Room. Room.
And not The Room. No, just Room. The Revenant?
Incorrect.
No.
Spotlight.
Oh, yeah, okay. That makes sense. Well, you know what? I saw Spotlight and The Revenant. That's two I saw that year. I'm amazed.
I really liked Spotlight. You probably saw The Martian with Matt Damon?
No, I didn't. That's one I wanted to see and didn't get to. But, yeah, I did see The Revenant. That one was pretty good.
Spotlight follows the Boston Globe Spotlight team, the oldest continually operating newspaper investigative journalist unit in the U.S., and its investigation into cases of widespread and systemic child abuse in the Boston area by numerous Roman Catholic priests. That one, it's a bummer, but it's a really good movie.
Oh, it's a fantastic movie. I saw that one as well and enjoyed it.
I like investigative journalist movies, and that's a really good one.
Mark Ruffalo is very good in that one.
Yes. 2014, Birdman, Selma, American Sniper, Whiplash, The Imitation Game. This is where I started to notice that they're getting further back for me.
Like, yeah. Because Whiplash was the farmer's insurance guy with the drums. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
I'll just say Whiplash. Was that the one?
Incorrect.
No.
Birdman stars Michael Keaton as Regan Thomas.
Oh, that's right.
A faded Hollywood actor best known for playing the superhero Birdman as he struggles to mount a Broadway adaptation of a short story by Raymond Carver. So I think we went through six there. Mm-hmm. You got Moonlight, Green Book, and Parasite right. You got half of them right out of six.
Okay. All right, I'll take it. That's better than I thought I would do. So, all right, well, thank you, Chops. That was fun. I appreciate it. Maybe we'll reprise this again the next time we do this together.
I guess for the sake of it, we could throw out the nominees for this year that were announced yesterday.
Real quick. Who do you have? Go ahead.
The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Mank, Minari, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, Trial of the Chicago 7. I have seen Mank, Sound of Metal, Trial of the Chicago 7, Promising Young Woman, and Nomadland are currently on my list, but I might try to finish out the whole list.
Look at you, Chops. That's pretty good.